You know, yesterday we had some interactive sessions, right? Sammy took the first one. And then, you remember who took the second session in the afternoon? Heath. Alright. They remember your name. So, he spoke about what? You know, he made us write down certain things and stand here all over the place. What are those things that he made us write down first? Money and what? Okay, all of those are what? Distractions. We're going to talk about one distraction in particular, all right? Any guesses?
Media.
All right. Well, that's almost right. Even in media, we're going to get more specific to social media. All right? Ouch. It's a little uncomfortable already, right? We're going to talk about social media. And we're going to see what it means to unplug from social media and plug into Christ. All right? So why don't we pray? Let's pray and then we'll begin. Lord Jesus, thank you so much that you are our all-sufficient Savior. Lord, you are King over all. You are the Creator of all that exists. And we know from your word that everything was made not only by you, but for you. Including media and social media was created for your glory. Let's pray that you would bless our time now, that you would help us understand, help us examine our use of social media, and help us move towards being plugged into you and nothing else. So won't you bless this time? Pray for your help. Pray that your spirit would work in us, that you would help me and speak to us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. So let's start by trying to define social media, okay? So what would you say social media is? What is social media? Anyone put your hand up and then I'll ask you to speak. Advertisements, okay. Anyone else? What is social media? Did everyone hear that? She's got a soft voice, but she made a very good statement. She said, everything, anything that helps us
connect socially. And make friends.
Connecting socially is making friends and interacting, right? Socializing over the internet is, I would say, is social media. Media that helps us interact socially is social media. And someone gave some examples, right? Facebook. Anyone know what that is? Sorry, what? WhatsApp. You should say it louder. WhatsApp is social media. Okay, what else? One sec. Social digital platform. Yeah, that's how you could define it as well. That's for the more nerdy guys. Yeah? Newspaper. Okay. Right, that's news. Alright.
Instagram.
Anyone here has an Instagram account? Instagram right there. Amol, okay. Sulekha. Don't need one, but you have one. You have one, Misa? Alright, cool. You have one too? Great, great. Right, Instagram as well. And Twitter. Anyone has a Twitter account? Twitter. Okay, a lot of Twitter people. Alright. Awake has a Twitter account. Anyone saw the tweets? Read the Awake tweets? Those who read them are not here probably. And all this why I haven't read them. Okay, interesting. Okay, anything else is social media?
Skype.
Okay, good. LinkedIn. More professionally, right? Social media. Pinterest. Now y'all are saying things that I don't even know. Okay, so let's stick with WhatsApp and Twitter and Instagram. Okay? What? YouTube, okay. Snapchat, okay. I think that's enough. Yeah. Okay, Google Plus, right? Anyone has Google Plus accounts? Those circle thing. All right. By the time I get to the end of this session, I hope you all will deactivate some of those accounts. So don't go and tell me so many right now. Okay. What is that? Vine. No. Nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with that. Emails. Oh, that's nice. Emails. Right. How did we miss that? Gmail and such. Okay. Great. Thank you. Okay, now let's talk about the advantages, okay, of social media. The advantages. Again, raise your hand so I can point out to you and you can speak. What are the advantages? Exchange of thoughts. Great. But you can exchange thoughts even without social media. What is it about social media that makes exchanging thoughts easier or better? What do you say? Easy to connect. Over large distances, right? Ability to connect with thousands of people instantly. You know, in this modern age, the word connect has become the coolest thing ever. Connect, connect, connect. I'm hearing that over and over again. That's cool. Huh? Quick, instant, right? Instant. You had... Convenient. How convenient is it? Very much, right? You have access right now in your pockets to social media, right? Not all of you. I see some hands at the back. Anywhere, anytime, anything. Great. No one can stop you. Yes, you have autonomy on that. Right. What? Makes the world smaller. I thought makes me smaller. That's not happening. It's cheap, free, almost all the time. Right? Great. It saves time. Saves time, saves money. Alright, let's talk about connectivity. It helps you connect with individuals across distances. And also, you being an individual can connect with the masses. You can connect with a lot of people at one time, right? Instantly connect with a lot of people. You can tweet and all those who follow you, maybe a lot of people. And if you're like me, you don't have a lot of people following you, all right? Because I don't even have an account. And you see, you can at a moment connect with a lot of people, individuals as well, a lot of people, right? Sharing pictures, you know, sharing pictures and videos, right? You can just share videos, pictures, and what else can you share? Sorry? Job. I thought you were in PTS. Job alerts. Sammy is gone, so that's okay. Job alerts, right? Yeah. You can get to know where job openings are. Alright. And also, information. Access to information, right? We are in the age where we have instant access to tons of information. Tons of information. Okay, and learning. Can we learn over social media? Is it good for learning? I don't know about schools now, but I'm sure they use media and they use the internet for learning, even in junior school maybe, right? Also, real time. Everything is real time. You update your status, everyone knows instantly. There was an age, a long time ago, where you had to wait for news to reach you, right? After a week, you would know that something's happened in another place. Now you know instantly. You may even know now what's going on in some part of the world. Right? Anything else? Can you think of anything more? Any more advantages? News updates, yeah. News, it's good for getting access to news, right? That's an advantage. You know what's going on. Now, is there anything that can help you spiritually through social media? Can it be beneficial to you spiritually? Alright, so how? Yeah, prayer groups. Amazing. Prayer groups, Bible study groups, good. I hope you're not having your Bible studies on WhatsApp. Just informing when the Bible studies. Alright, and we'll get to that. Face to face is the best, alright? Face to face interaction. Listening to sermons. How many of us listen to sermons online? And go to church? That's good. Alright. There's this guy, I like hearing him preach. And he's a very smart pastor. Before his sermon plays, he'll come up on the video and he'll say, "This sermon is not meant to replace your local church and your pastor." Alright? I think that's a good thing. But you can be fed online, right? You can listen to sermons. And anyone visits good blogs, good Christian blogs? Anyone online on a regular basis, you go to good Christian blogs? Why don't we name some of the blogs here? Because there's just few of us who do that on a regular basis. So let's name some real good ones so others can know. Anyone? Desiring God. Anyone go there? Alright, what else? Chalice. Tim Chalice. Alright. Honestly speaking, what? You... Honestly speaking, okay. Sermon Audio. And that's also an app, right? Sermon Audio is also an app. Any other blogs? The Blazing Center. Grace to You. The Gospel Coalition. Alright? Make a note of these. These are good resources. Yeah, which website do you want me to see? CCC website. What is that? Okay. Right? How many of our churches have websites? DCC, CCC. Okay, Disciples Community Church, Christ Community Church, Cornerstone Community Church has websites. Mumbai Bible Church has websites. And the sermons are online? No, not yet. Okay. But the other churches have their sermons online, right? Great, great opportunity to go and learn. Right? And be fed with the Word of God, right? There's so many advantages, right? Social media and media. And even social, when you come to the world of social media, Facebook and Twitter, how is it beneficial to us spiritually? Do you think you it creates opportunities for prayer when you know what's going on in other people's lives? Right? Give me some examples. When did you learn about something going on in someone else's life and you were moved to pray? Could be today that happened. Right, you can be in touch, right? And before you know it, before even you hear it elsewhere, you can see it on Facebook that someone's in need of prayer, and you can pray for that person. You were saying?
And basically, it's back at home, but we have a small group, and that's where I get updated about the prayer points or the intercession points every Sunday, so I get to pray along.
All right. She's in touch with the Sunday school back at her hometown, right? Online. All right. Now, remember, and we'll come to this. These online groups are supposed to supplement the real thing, the face-to-face groups, alright? And we'll come to that. But nevertheless, they are a good help, you know? And you have these, some good quotes, good blogs, like we spoke of. Can social media help you in spreading the gospel? It can, right? In some ways. It may not be the best way to do it, but it can aid in that, alright? It can aid in that. People can get to know about churches through Facebook, right? There's so many good benefits, you see. It's not really, it can be used for good purposes, for the kingdom purposes of God. All right, anything else anyone wants to add when it comes to the advantages? Okay, now let's talk a little bit about the problems. All right, yes, we're going to talk about it. What are some of the problems that social media creates? Who was that? So you said what? Right! He's absolutely right. Anything else? Distraction, someone said? Distraction, right? Misuse of social media. And what are you thinking? I mean, in what way? Rumors and gossip and picking fights. Right? Absolutely. That's deep. She's absolutely right. That's good. That is good. You know, social media, we claim to be having more relationships on social media. Our friends on Facebook are increasing. But that's just going wide and not deep. You know, it's made us more lonelier. Social media is making us more lonelier in real life. We can't adjust to people. We can't adjust to church meetings. We can't stand not being distracted. Right? And so we have our phones, you know. The preacher, teacher is getting a little boring. Oh, here's my phone. Let's check it online. It's right there. That's absolutely true. We're becoming more lonelier. You know, Jesus, think of it. Jesus could have had how many followers if he wanted to? He could have made the whole world follow him. But how many did he choose to go deep with? 12. He went deep with just the 12. 12. And that's a very small number for Jesus, right? He was all about deep relationships. Deep gospel-saturated relationships. That's Christ. We can learn from him, right? What else? Addiction. Let's talk about that for a minute. I was at Croma. Pune people know Croma, no? The big store where the electronic appliances. I was at Croma buying something for the church, and then they have this section where the mobile phones are. And there was this advertisement. It was a hanging. It was a picture hanging from the wall, and it was a new phone. I don't know which one. And the punchline was, "Enslave your fingers." And it's funny, but it's true. You do get enslaved. But as Christians, we know you're not just enslaving your fingers like that or something else apart from your heart, from your body. There's some third member there. It's a part of your body, so you're really enslaving your heart, right? By way of your fingers. You're getting addicted, enslaved to it. You can't live without it. You feel like your life has lost all its value if your phone is not on you. If you're not connected all the time to social media, right? We feel that way. It's come to that point. And let's examine it today. Let's really examine it today and see where we need to change. All right. Anything else? Any problems that social media creates apart from addiction and shallow relationships? Exposure to violence, you said?
Exposure. So
yeah.
Influence
of the world. World, yeah. You get influenced by the world. Yes. Wow. Right. Consumption of time. It takes time. I'll come back to that, but yeah. It can become an idol.
Right.
Yes, we'll come to that. Can become an idol, yeah. It's easy. Yeah. Yeah. And you think that's a virtue, right? You like someone's picture, you like someone's, you know, it's like you're loving them all of a sudden. This is how I love them. I go and like their pictures. That's all. It's easy, right? Now, what did you say, Raji? Consumption of time. And that's a direct spiritual impact, right? Your whole time is consumed by social media, and you're left with less time for what? What are the good spiritual disciplines that you're left with no time for? Reading the Bible. If you remember last evening, Uncle Dinesh said over and over again, he stressed the importance of spending time with his Lord. And that was just amazing and humbling, Uncle. Thank you so much. And that's not just good advice. It's life and death right there for believers. Are you seeing your Lord? Are you spending time with Him? And time spent, we all have 24 hours, right? If you're going to spend so much time on that, you have less time for prayer. And what else? You have less time for what else? Fellowship. Now you can say, I'm fellowshipping online on WhatsApp. I've got a group. No. Fellowship in the flesh, face to face, right? Interaction and fellowship. That's what we're talking about. What else? So, yeah, praying for others or just yourself. You're not praying for yourself. Why are you going to pray for others? Right? And also what? Spending time with? Fellowship, again, right? In face-to-face fellowship. And also, what about studying your Bible? It takes time, right? And you can get up in the morning and say, I'm having my quiet time by just reading a paragraph and closing your Bible and going. But if you really want to be blessed, if you want to enjoy spending time with Christ, if you want to see Him and grow in love for Him, it takes time. It takes time, right? Digging deep. And that takes time. And that's, we don't have time left because we've given it away. We've given away the time. Roy said, he said, pride, right? And what did Tabassum say? Idol. It can become an idol. And we know how. What is an idol? We, in yesterday in Heath's seminar, we discussed it. Anything that replaces God. In this case, your Facebook account can become your idol. And it's not just Facebook that's becoming your idol. You are becoming your greatest idol. Because you're promoting yourself all the time. Right? Who's like me? How many likes have I got since I went to bed last night? First thing in the morning. It's not something light. It's not something light. You're robbing yourself from your greatest joy. From the fuel that runs your life, and that's Christ. Right? Pride, it's pride, right? That you want to, you know, put your pictures online and see how many people like them. Put every detail about everything online. I wore a blue shirt today. Going to this place today. Who cares? How many people are honestly going to care about that? Do you even care? You just go. You just wear clothes because you have to. Right? Things just happen because they have to. And we want to put everything online. And when we don't, we think we're slacking, we're losing out. We're losing out in the world. Right? It's very serious. It's very serious. It comes a self-obsession, right? We want to portray ourselves and get people to like us all the time. All the time. It's, you know, I was last week distributing flyers at this event that a church had organized. Supposed to be Christian, nothing Christian about it at all. And then there was this lead singer of a band, which wasn't a Christian band, but was happened to be there. And he said something like, love yourself. Look in the mirror and God has made you special and love yourself. And I was thinking, man, that's just not going to happen. It shouldn't happen because of many reasons. And the sad thing is, it does happen. We're prone to love ourselves. We're prone to love ourselves. I always think of myself highly than I ought to think of myself. But the cross is a reminder of who I truly am. Because when Jesus had to save me, in order to save me, it required His death on a cross, the worst criminal death of all time was required to save me. I deserve that. The cross shows me who I really am. And that's why that statement that Sammy made just impacted me yesterday. I need to confess my lack of focus on the cross. Or focus on the cross. Now here's a question. Why are we so addicted to social media? We mentioned some of the reasons. Promoting self. Being obsessed with self. But what are some of the other reasons do you think that we are addicted? Yeah, we're promoting self, right? We want to be accepted by everyone. We kind of cover there. Whoa, entertainment. Now, it's not wrong to have friends in itself. Don't get me wrong. Don't go and have friends. All right? I mean, there's people who love Christ that you ought to be surrounded by. It's not wrong to have friends. In fact, the Bible commends it. Also, entertainment is not wrong in itself until it becomes an idol and until it takes over our lives, right? We always want entertainment. You know, when we think of distraction, here's the thing. When you think of distraction, you think something is coming from outside your life and is coming and distracting you. No, it's not like that. We love distraction. We love it. We want it. And that's why we allow it to take over. You know, someone said, we're distracting ourselves every 3 minutes. on an average, you know. We're distracting ourselves every 3 minutes. We could be sitting here and distracting ourselves, right? And now there's so much opportunity with our phones and whatnot. We love distraction because for several reasons. One, it's a diversion. It helps us for a few minutes. It helps us take attention away from the responsibilities and the weights of life that is on us. You know, we have responsibilities that need to be taken care of. And we say, no, let's go for entertainment for some time. And the truth is that after that entertainment time is over, your responsibilities, have they decreased? No, they're still there, demanding to be completed, right? But we want distraction and diversion. That's why, you know, maybe you're going through a hard time in life. Dealing with sickness, dealing with hard relationships, dealing with things at the office. And those are times you just don't want to get out of bed, right? Just don't want to get out of bed. But as children of God, and as followers of Christ the King, we can go to Him in prayer, right? Instead of that, instead of going to the Lord in prayer, we want to just a few minutes, let me check my FB account, right? Before I get up. Don't want to get up right now. Let me do that. That ought not to be how we deal with things, right? Entertainment, right? Entertainment. Also, distraction is really an attempt to escape boredom. To escape boredom. Because when we have nothing to do, we get bored, right? When there's nothing to do, fill a void, right? Of boredom. And because when there's nothing to do, then we really know, then the real weight of life hits us, right? It hits us hard when there's nothing to do. We are not the kind of people who want to take time off to sit and think deeply about life and about what God is doing in us and through us and requires of us and has done for us, right? The emptiness of life hits us when there's nothing to do, and that's why we always want something to do. Something to do. Also, another thing in social media, there's so much news, right? It could be news about the world, but also could be news about someone else you know. And you want to know everything. There's that desire to know everything before someone else knows, right? And know everything just because it's someone's telling it to you. You always constantly want to be on that WhatsApp group. It may lead to gossip, but it may just lead to the desire to know something and not be the one who has received that news from somewhere else. And you know, I have to take on the humble role of receiving that news from someone else. We want to be the people who know everything. That too just drives us to be addicted to social media. Now, distraction leads to shallow thinking, all right? Distraction leads to shallow thinking, and shallow thinking leads to shallow living. Do you think as believers, God intends for us to think deeply about life? To think deeply, right? Look at this verse, Romans 12:2. Let me read it to you. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. By the renewal of your mind. That by testing, you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. We are to be renewed in our minds. It takes thinking, right? Or Psalm 1. What does the psalmist love to do? He says, his delight is in the law of the Lord. The blessed man's delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law, he meditates. First of all, forget the day and night. Let's stick with the meditates. What is meditating? What is anyone? Just Christian meditating, okay? Not the norm. Christian meditating. What is that? Huh? Thinking deeply, right? Thinking over something. Thinking about the word in your mind. Chewing on it in our mind, right? He meditates on it day and night. That is the blessed man. That's a Christian. Not a super Christian. That's the blessed man. That's the happy man in God. The joyous man is the one who meditates on the Lord day and night. Right? Who is not, is not addicted to distraction. You know, you could be addicted to distraction. That's what it is. Want distraction all the time. We call it to meditate, to use our thinking in the Christian life. Right? So there we looked at the advantages and some of the problems that social media creates, right? Some of the problems that social media creates. Now, social media is a wicked slave master. Let me say that again. Social media is a wicked slave master. Alright? It promises much. It promises so much. I'll give you entertainment and joy and fun, but delivers very less. All right, delivers less. It keeps us busy waiting for the next update, the next like, the next post, the next text, and so on. It robs our attention from what truly matters. It keeps us from plugging into Christ. You can't be plugged into two things at a time. In fact, you can't be plugged into Christ and plugged in to distraction and social media all the time. It doesn't work that way. That's not where you find Christ. You don't go in the world to find Christ. You go in the Word to find Christ. Keeps you from that, right? Our use of social media must be evaluated. We must think about it rightly. You know, we just walk into it because the whole world walks into it. If we are to bear fruit, we must evaluate our use of social media. Bearing fruit. If we are to abide in Christ and bear fruit, we must evaluate. Is this getting in the way? Or is this just pulling me to a whole new different direction apart from Christ? That's the question here. Right? That's the question. Right? So how can we, what steps can we take to unplug from social media? Anyone? What are the steps that we can take? Sorry? Deleting the accounts, yeah. Anything else? Huh? Discipline their usage. Regulating. Calculating the time, right? Keeping a tab. And I think similarly, Susan said, being disciplined about your online usage. Let me tell you something. I don't have a Twitter account. I don't have an Instagram account. My wife checks my Facebook account. I check it maybe once in a month, once in 2 months. It doesn't mean I'm not distracted, let me tell you. Doesn't mean I'm not distracted. I can still find places online to be distracted. And I found in my life, even as I was preparing for this, YouTube. And I began, tell you, I'm addicted to YouTube videos. You know, there's these certain channels that you subscribe to. Same thing. Same videos over and over again, but I just keep going there. And I had to regulate that time. Not going to go to YouTube unless I have to. Unless I have to. Don't go there without a plan. You know, we allow our technology to use us instead of using our technology. You get it? It's running us instead of we running it. Right? You can be off of Facebook and Twitter, etc., and still be distracted. Alright? This is not something against Facebook or Twitter. Right? We're evaluating our use of social media here. And we're giving a real hard look at it. Alright? You can be off of all that and still be distracted. Right? Anything else? Deleting accounts, someone said. Deleting accounts, right? What you don't need, just delete it. Everyone's face looks a little. It's like we're going to lose our identity. If I delete my Facebook account, I'm dead. Right? Be accountable. Have a prayer partner. Accountability. Be accountable to someone. Ask them to help you. Ask them to see if you're using technology and internet rightly. Don't make it a necessity. You know what Sammy said in his seminar on purity yesterday? Sex is not necessary for true happiness. Not necessary. And I would say, ready? The internet is not necessary for true happiness. It's not. There was a time in my life I would not check emails at home. Not that I didn't have an internet connection. Would not. And I'm serious. I found that I could use internet in my house alone without anyone watching me. And I was prone to misuse it. So I decided, by God's grace and by the help of brothers in my life, it was a decision taken. I will not use it alone in my house. I will not check mail in my house. I would walk down a kilometer and a half to a cyber cafe, be in public, and check mail. It is possible to live without the internet. Let me tell you that. You will lose out on nothing. Nothing. Eternally, you will lose out on nothing. You will gain more. You know, being plugged into Christ is not going to happen unless you unplug yourself from certain things in this life. And sometimes for us who are addicted and who are prone to misuse these things, we have to take drastic measures. If it means deleting your account, please do it. Do it right now. Must. You know what Jesus said? Go to Matthew 5, 29 and 30. Let's all go there. Matthew 5, 29 and 30. He said this in the context of fighting lust. Matthew 5, 29 and 30. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. For it is better that you lose one of your members than that your whole body be thrown into hell. And again, 30. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. For it is better that you lose one of your members than that your whole body go into hell. It is better that you live without the internet than you be thrown into hell. If you're not bearing fruit in your Christian life, by the way, bearing fruit is not some advanced form of Christianity. It is normal Christianity. If you are alive in Christ, if you've been raised from the dead, from being spiritually dead, the Spirit of God is in you, you will bear fruit. It's not optional. What's the opposite of bearing fruit? You thought about that? What's the opposite of bearing fruit? Living in sin. If there's anything in your life that's causing you to sin, cut it off. Jesus is saying, cut your right hand if it causes you to sin. Obviously, he didn't mean amputate yourself, because all of us would be without hands and legs and eyes. He meant cut sin at its source. Cut sin at its source. It is not a drastic step to delete an account. If it takes you up, anything that takes you away from Christ is not worth it. You can live without it. You can. Let's think of it that way. Brothers, abiding in Christ is our life. Is our life. Anything is going to take us away from that, it goes. It must go. Christ is King. Christ is life. Right? Don't be enslaved. Don't be enslaved. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 6:12, he says this: all things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be enslaved by anything. Is it wrong for you to have, as a Christian, to have a Facebook account? Is it wrong? It's not wrong. It's lawful. I can do it. But not all things are helpful. It can go to the point where it's not helpful. I will not be enslaved by it. I am a slave of Christ. Christ alone is my master and my savior. Right? Do you feel you have to update your status all the time on Facebook? You're addicted. Test yourself. Here's it. Test yourself. If you're addicted, don't say the whole world does it, people in my church do it, so it's no big deal. Test yourself. Can you go for a week without your Facebook account? Can you go for a week without your WhatsApp account? Can you? Test yourselves. Then you'll know if you're hooked or not. You will know if it's become an idol or not. And if it has become an idol, it has to go. It must go. Alright. You know, we live in a world of online communication, disembodied. Our bodies are in one place, our presence is online, and we are having fellowship with people online. That's not the best. Face-to-face communication is the best. You learn more by just being with a person than reading a text, right? And discipleship is face-to-face. It's in the flesh. It's in one geographic location, right? You know, face-to-face communication is almost fading out. Then there's calling. I don't want to meet that person. I'll call them and tell them. Oh, I won't call them and tell them. I'll text them. Oh, I won't text them. I'll email them. Oh, I won't email them. I'll send them a Facebook message. That's where we've reached. No. Make time to meet. Those of us who are discipling others, make time to meet. In the flesh. Face-to-face. Now, like everything else in life, Facebook can be used to exalt yourself, fulfill our, gratify our desires, or exalt Christ. Are you using it as a tool to exalt Christ? If you're using it, You know, you may say, I'm not into that addiction thing, but are you using it as a tool to exalt Christ? You know, every word that we speak, every idle word is going to be judged, right? You know, Facebook updates and tweets are an extension of our speech, right? We write what we want to say and people see it online, right? Are you cautious that even that's going to be judged? Or you don't think of it that way? That comes under the purview of Christ, under the reign of Christ, right? Am I going to use it to exalt Christ or exalt myself? Think of it that way. We just walk into technology. You know, technology bears its advantages on its sleeves. You see that, think of when the cars came out, when the four-wheelers came out. Everyone thought, wow, I can go in a four-wheel, I can transport, take stuff from here to there. This is such a great blessing. But you know, we're seeing the effects of it now. What are some of the bad effects? Traffic jams. Global warming. Pollution. Right? Rash driving. Death. Accidents, right? You know, you see the effects later. Right now, the world is getting swept away in this flood of social media and technology. And we don't question it because the advantages are so apparent. But the disadvantages are mass and they come much later. As Christians, who ought to be wise, we ought to be thinking right now in the light of Scripture, in the light of Christ, how we ought to use technology and social media. Don't let it use you. You use it for a Christ-exalting goal, for a Christ-exalting end. Can you tweet in a way that builds up a brother? Can you message on Facebook in a way that builds up a brother? Right, now here's the thing. We can unplug. We can unplug from social media or anything in life. We can unplug. But there's no point unless you're going to be plugged into Christ. It's about unplugging, but it's also about plugging in to Christ. Plugging into Christ. Seeing Him as sufficient and all that we need for joy and fruit in this life. Seeing Him that way. That's important too. There's no front. We'll just be legalistics. No Facebook, no Twitter, no internet. No. I have Christ. I have something great. I am satisfied in Christ. I don't need anything else. And that's, I will not be enslaved by anything else. I belong to Christ. And He is mine. So, plugging into Christ is our goal. Not just unplugging. Plugging into Christ. How can we do that? How can we do that? How can you be plugged into Christ? What are some practical things? Huh? Scripture, be plugged into His Word, because that is where you see Christ. You know, we live in an age, social media keeps us from, we don't want to show our true self on Facebook. Who goes and lists their sins on Facebook? Tell me. It's all about happy moments, smiling all the time, all are happy, you know, everything's yay. No one talks about, I sin today. I don't love Christ as much as I should. Help me. No one says that, right? It keeps us from seeing ourselves for who we are. The Word of God is like a mirror that shows you your true self. It's like an MRI scanner that shows you that tumor inside of you, that you're infected. The Word of God shows that. It tells us, Jeremiah 17:9, that the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. My heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. I need a Savior today, right now, to keep me from sin. It tells me my sin. There's lists in the Bible of sins, right? In the New Testament. It tells me my sin. But it just doesn't leave us there. It shows us our Savior. It takes us to the great physician of our souls who can deal with our sin. We have salvation in Him, acceptance before God. We strive for acceptance before men. In Him we have new identity. Our identity is Christ. We have a new heart. We have a new life in Christ. He helps us love people in real life. Love hard people in real life. Not just go and like people's posts on Facebook and their pictures. That's not love. God's Word helps us bear fruit. Let's say this word together. Verse together. Psalm 119:9. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. Psalm 119:11. I have stored up your word on my phone. I was in the habit of memorizing scripture by writing it down, writing a big passage without the verses, because I like memorizing paragraphs. And then I got a smartphone. I said, hey, I can download the app. I don't need to do that anymore. I'll have it right in my pocket. Never took it out and memorized scripture. Never. Don't give in to the lie. Don't give in to that. I have nothing against smartphones. But here's the thing. You know, Jesus said, when you pray, go into your room and lock the door behind you. We do that, but we also have our phones. And access to all kinds of distractions. Right? All kinds of distractions. You have the Word of God in there, so do you have all your updates and tweets coming in all the time. Grabbing your attention. You're being used by your technology. What other means can we use to plug in? One is scripture. Another one? Prayer. Prayer, right? Prayer. Before 3G, before Wi-Fi, before radio waves, was this connection that we had with God Almighty. And that is through prayer. Anytime, anywhere. You can go to God Almighty in prayer. In fellowship with the Father, Son, and the Spirit. That's what we're called to. You can be in prayer. Be connected to the source of life. Be plugged into Christ through prayer. Independence. Prayer is nothing but dependence. Lord, help me. Help me. Keep me. And you can be connected all the time, right? Prayer is the cord that keeps us plugged into Christ. Grab it. Last one. Anything else? Mike talked about the local church, right, today? The local church. We are coming to an age where social media is replacing local church. Why should I go to church when I can listen to a sermon? Why should I go to Bible study when I can hang out with those people on Facebook? Don't let that happen. Nothing can replace face-to-face discipleship. Face-to-face, being in the physical presence of brothers and sisters. Hebrews 10:25, we know this. Not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some. But not neglect to meet together, right? Physically in one place. But encouraging one another. And all the more as you see the day drawing near. Be plugged in to the body of Christ, His church. Be in that kind of fellowship. Fellowship that draws you to treasure Christ. To be plugged into Him. Doesn't take you away. Doesn't take you away. Alright, we've looked at this thing, social media, that can be good, but also can drive us away from being plugged into Christ. And it's becoming available everywhere. Now watches, soon it's going to be somewhere in our body, I don't know. Now it's on our glasses, right? It's going to try and take over, right? And probably, there's us, some people in this room right now, who've given in to social media as an idol. It must go. Christ must reign supreme. Christ is our treasure. Christ is our help. Christ is our strength. Nothing, brothers, must take His place. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, it's so hard to let go of certain things in this world. We've allowed ourselves to be carried away, and our souls are being sucked dry. We've allowed other things to take over. We've sold ourselves to distraction. We've sold ourselves to pride. Forgive us, Lord. We need You. We need You to be our all-sufficient Savior and our treasure. That You are. You are sufficient. Help us to be plugged into You, to abide in You, that we may bear fruit and so prove to be Your disciples. Won't You help us, Lord, even today, right now? Help us unplug from other things and be plugged into You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.